Welcome, dear friends. Thank you for stopping by. We've reserved your favorite table. We are making sure you have the best seat in the house for the following radio drama, the singer or the song. It was part of An Ear for Music, our show recorded live at the Slipper Room on Sunday, April 30th, 2017.
I know it's here someplace.
Allie, what are you doing? We're trying to introduce an episode here.
Shush, James. My recipe book has to be here somewhere.
I told you, just give HelloFresh a try.
Instead of lecturing me on how I should make my food, I wish you'd just help me find my recipe book.
All right, but you do know that with all the time you've been spending looking for that thing, you could have simply put in an order for some HelloFresh.
Oh, whatever. No, just do me a favor. Can you look over there under that pile of stuff?
Fine. But you do realize that HelloFresh is the leading meal kit delivery service and... Yikes! What the... Allie!
Oh, don't mind that.
Is this a human bone?
Well, how on earth should I know?
Well, this is your house, isn't it?
Oh, well, it probably belongs in the closet with the rest of my skeletons. Now, just keep looking. Check that cabinet over there.
All right, but I still think you should fire up the old laptop and check out all the great things HelloFresh has to offer. I've already used it, and it's amazing. They hand-deliver your food to your doorstep in a recyclable, insulated box for free. And they offer three types of boxes. They've got the classic box, the family box, and my personal preference, the veggie box. And each box contains individual boxes, also recyclable, to organize each meal's ingredients. It's so cool.
Oh, well, I don't know. I feel like if I do my own thing, I know my produce is fresh and my meal will be well-balanced.
Allie, that's the beauty of it. It's in the name. HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients, and they're measured to the exact quantities you need so you don't waste. They also have two full-time registered dietitians on staff who review all the recipes to make sure they're nutritionally balanced. Oh, is this your recipe book? Oh, what the... Allie.
Oh, James, come on now. That's just an old prop.
This looks a little too authentic to me. You're sure that's not a real human heart in this jar of formaldehyde? And how is it still beating like that?
Oh, stop being so dramatic, James. And keep searching, will you? Check those milk crates over there.
Okay. But, you know, each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with easy step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone, from novices like me to seasoned home cooks like you. How can you beat that when you're short on time? And it's all at a great value, less than $10 a meal. I just tried their za'atar-crusted grilling cheese with sumac-roasted veggies. A cheese that you can grill. Oh, brave new world that has such cheeses in it. And spices that I'd never even heard of before. Oh, no. Allie, what is this? Full House, the complete series?
It's not mine, honest.
I can't unsee this.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
I'll never look at you the same way.
Come on, James.
This explains that tattoo of John Stamos on your...
All right. I'll give HelloFresh a try.
You will?
Yes, I will. Let's just forget about what you found here today.
Sure, I'll be happy to forget. But only if you'll remember this. Me, you, and the rest of our amazing listeners get $30 off their first week of HelloFresh, and all you have to do is visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code FIRESIDE30.
Wow, that is a pretty amazing deal. Wait, what was that promo code again?
FIRESIDE30. That's FIRESIDE followed by the numbers 3 and 0, and you can get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh.
All right, James. You've worn down my resistance. HelloFresh does sound amazing, and this food looks delectable. Okay, I'm calling off the search for my recipe book.
Great. And I can also recommend some excellent tattoo removal services.
Oh.
But first, let's place that HelloFresh order. Folks, take it from me, James Reaser. HelloFresh is the way to go. Delicious ingredients you'll love to eat, simple recipes you'll live to cook. HelloFresh, get cooking.
Okay, now, so on to the show. From An Ear for Music... The singer or the song?
Hey!
Vic.
Deborah. Where's Evelyn?
She's not performing tonight. Betty's covering for her.
Betty? There's no talent. Where's Evelyn?
Vic, you're not supposed to be here anymore. You're drunk.
Some hostess you are. Way to make a fellow feel welcome. Now just tell me, where's Evelyn?
Vic.
I need to see her. I know she's here somewhere. You're just not telling me. I need to know.
Vic, she's not here, and you shouldn't be here either, pal.
Buddy? Buddy? Good old buddy. You know, Evelyn did a number on me. But I say that you should get the silver medal easy. So who's your new trumpet player, huh?
You did this to yourself, Vic. You and nobody else.
We were Navy buddies one time, you remember? You remember that, old chum? I was there for you when it counted. You remember?
She's not here, Vic. I promise. She called and said she was staying at home tonight. She's been feeling sick. The usual line. Now, I'm sorry, but I have to insist that you hightail it, pal.
He's right. Better not let Joe see you here.
Joe. But I cleared the way for Joe. He should love me now, right?
Evelyn cleared the field for Joe, Vic. You have to move on. Get over it and get on with your life.
She ruined me. She ruined me, Deborah. I have nothing now. I am nothing now.
I'm sorry, Vic. Jimmy, would you do a gal a favor and whistle up a taxi for Vic here? Thanks, sugar.
Thanks, Deb. You're a peach. Gotta get back. Second set starting up in a couple.
I'm just letting you all know! She's gonna get hurt! I don't care who hears me either! You're all gonna know the truth! Ruin me? I'm gonna ruin her!
Okay. Jimmy, get him out of here, please.
Let me call you, hey!
What party did I just walk into here?
Don't worry, Ted, we can handle this.
Hey, you better. I'm off duty as of 6 o'clock, and I'm not ruining my new manicure picking up Joe's trash. Hey, where's Joe, by the way?
He's in the office upstairs.
Yeah, the band seems to be in pretty good form tonight. And where's Evelyn? Let me guess, that sniffles epidemic going around, huh?
More or less.
Yeah. Well, this kid is all right, too.
She's the real dreamboat, with a leaky deck.
Hell, she is not what I would call eyeball repellent.
She does give Miss Evelyn a run for her money. The crowd eats up whatever she feeds him. Yeah, what do I care?
You care too much, like me. Now, what happened there with Vic just now?
Evelyn dumped him, and then he got booted from the band. He's nothing but a souse with a bent horn. He was carrying on about how she's gonna get hers.
Not likely.
Any more questions, Detective?
Like I said, I'm off duty. Catch you on the way out.
Hey, you mook. I didn't give you permission to raid my liquor cabinet.
It's for all the time I kept my fellow boys in blue from petering around your establishment, amigo. Cheers.
I run a clean operation.
Most operations require the use of a scalpel. Yours is no different.
Point taken.
Are we still on for bass fishing this weekend?
I gotta get back to you on that one, Joe.
Get back to me?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Joe. Tell me you're pulling my leg.
Yeah, come in.
Joe? Ted?
Good show, Betty.
Well, how would you know? You were sitting up here the whole time.
Counting the receipts. Good show, hon. Keep up the good work, kid.
Yeah, I like what I saw out there, too. Nice leg work.
I don't dance, you crumb.
Who said anything about dancing?
Joe, I think you know why I'm here.
Yeah, I don't have to waste any of my money hiring a mind reader.
Well, I wish I could read yours. Then I'd know the ridiculous reason why this club insists on holding on to Evelyn.
Oh, come on, kid. There's more than enough room for two songbirds to sit on the perch.
I'm nuts. Did you know she cancels more dates than any headlining performer in this town? You know I am perfectly willing and able to headline for you. I'm packing them in just as much as she does.
Betty, this nightclub was built on the success of Evelyn's show.
Yeah, but those days are coming to an end, and you know it. I mean, she's good, but she's not that good, where we all have to live and die by whether she feels like getting out of bed in the morning.
Hey, that's my business. You let me worry about that.
Well, I'm tired of always picking up her slack. My contract specifies that you hired me as a singer, not as a cleaning woman.
Okay, Betty. You made your point. All right, simmer down.
Joe, what's going on here? What has to happen for you to get it through your cracked dome? She's not worth the trouble anymore. She has affairs left and right under your roof. She stirs up things
and... Unlike you right now?
Well, at least I don't have to leave a trail of dead bodies around me wherever I go.
All right, sweetheart. Like I said, you made your point. You go back to your dressing room like a good girl.
Psh!
Did you see that? The mouth on her. Back when I was starting out, she wouldn't have made it past the second sentence. You're lucky for her, I've mellowed.
I hate to say it, Joe, but she made some valid points there.
What? You can't be serious. Are you serious? Get away from my liquor cabinet, you bum.
Why are you holding on to Evelyn, Joe? In all the years I've known you, I've never seen your heart get in the way of your bottom line.
You know, well, like I said, maybe I've mellowed a bit over time now.
Oh, what's this thing your gal there was saying about dead bodies?
That's an exaggeration. Nothing was really Evelyn's fault.
Be square with me, chum. She wouldn't be blackmailing you, would she?
Who? Evelyn?
Yeah, Evelyn. Look, if she's trying to shake you down, I can kill that till it's extra dead in less than 15 minutes.
I appreciate that, Ted, but really it ain't that. Not at all. I'm in love with her. I always have been.
You're kidding me. What about her? She loves you?
I don't know. Maybe I can win her over. She just threw Vic over. Maybe there's a chance for me.
What are you saying, Joe? You're the boss of this joint. What's all this soft-headedness? Would you just have your skull padded?
We've been spending time together, outside of work.
And you're taking her out on the yacht fishing this weekend, instead of me, right?
Right. Here's hoping I can reel her in.
Here's hoping she won't be the one that got away, with all your earthly possessions. Ay, 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 Joe.
Is coming through those swinging doors. Hey, Evelyn.
Hey, honey. You look well. Would you happen to have my check for last week there?
As a matter of fact, I have a few checks for you. I put a rubber band around them for you in case one of them decided to try and escape.
You're a doll.
Are we going to see you this week?
Sure. I'll be doing both shows tomorrow night. Last night is the first night I was able to sleep in ages. These headaches I get. Deborah, is Joe in right now?
Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Betty. Thanks for always being a darling and subbing for me on short notice.
Oh, well, I must say it's hard to fill your stilettos. I do appreciate the extra work, though. Do you have a minute for me, Evelyn?
Absolutely.
Let's go to my dressing room. Excuse me, our dressing room. Let me get right down to it.
Yes?
I've had it. We've all had it.
Who's we?
The whole staff. Buddy and the rest of the band. We're getting awfully tired of the way you treat this club and the people who make their living here. And the black cloud you leave hanging over the place every time you do decide to show up. We've had it.
Are you finished?
I'm tired of playing second banana when I could be headlining this club myself.
Well, that's because you're not half the singer I am. He never will be.
Oh, well, that's strictly a matter of opinion. Your shows are starting to earn less revenue for the club than mine. That's a matter of fact.
I don't have to listen to this.
Oh, well, you think you're still Joe's favorite dish? Well, guess what? What makes you think he hasn't come over to my table?
You seem to think you really know what's going on, do you?
Was there something I left out?
Actually, there is. You really want to know the story with Joe and the whole business? Come meet me tomorrow. It'll be a real eye-opener.
Whatever you say.
Look, I don't want to fight with you, Betty. Let's be civil to one another. Meet me for lunch tomorrow, and I'll shed some light on a whole lot of things.
Come in.
Joe.
Evelyn. Hey, baby.
How was your fishing trip? You know I got bumped for your sorry
tuchus. Hey, Ted, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. Sorry. See you later, Joe.
Joe.
Sweetheart, what's with that look on your puss?
Are you also sweet with Betty? Look me in the eye, Joe.
No way. She's not for me. She's not my type at all. I'm in love with you, honey.
Great. Want to show me how much you love me? Fire her. Fire her right now.
I'd be happy to. Are you going to be able to come in and start playing all your usual dates?
That doesn't matter right now.
I'm sorry, honey, but it does. If I can, Betty, I'm going to lose a lot of dough. It could really hurt us.
So why don't you fire me instead?
I probably should have, a long time ago. But I can't.
Why?
Because I love you too much. I can't help it. Baby, I can't help it.
He's too old for her.
Hey, easy now. Joe and I are the same age. Yeah, you're right. Ah, Joe, you numbskull.
It's sad.
The way Evelyn has taken Joe for a ride?
No. The way you've been lingering around the club while Joe's been away the past couple of days. You're like a lost pup.
Ah, well, this pup is gonna nip you if you don't pour him another nip. Bourbon, please.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. Well, buddy, what's the matter?
I just found out.
What?
Vic.
What happened, buddy?
He climbed out onto the fire escape, and a whole bunch of people saw it and couldn't stop him.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
I feel so guilty. He was my friend. And what did I do when he was down? What a gutless louse I am.
Oh, that's terrible, buddy. I'm so sorry.
It's that Evelyn. She drove him to it.
Now, buddy, I know this is a tough time, but Vic is a big boy.
You don't know about Evelyn. She put a curse on this place. Everyone she gets involved with, they all seem to die around her.
Buddy is a naturally superstitious type. Musicians often are. I mean, look at that string he has tied around his finger. Buddy, honey, those aren't just coincidences, sweetie.
But what about Mike? Arnie? Phil? Feels less and less like they're coincidences, Deb. I need a drink.
Coming right up.
All those guys you just mentioned.
Yeah, those are all the guys she's known or been with over the years. They're all dead now.
Really?
All suicides. No sign of foul play whatsoever. Even though she always seems to be right in the middle of it all.
How long have you known Miss Evelyn, buddy?
Well, we don't go way back, but long enough. Ever since she moved to this town a few years ago.
Hold on, I'm coming. Hello, Cavendish Club. How can I help you? Yes. Yes? What? Oh, my God. When? Where? That's horrible. Yeah, yes. Thank you. Goodbye. Betty, they found a body. They say she killed herself
sleeping pills.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Hey, you're a cop, Ted. You think that this...
Yeah, I do. I gotta make sure that Joe's all right. When was he here last?
Well, I told you I haven't seen him for the last 2 days.
Well, when you saw him last, was Evelyn with him by any chance?
Yeah, she was.
All right. That's all I needed to hear. Hey, Chuck. You just get here?
Ah, nah. Finishing trimming up these here bushes. Just gotta mow the backyard and I'm done for the day.
I see Joe's car's here. Have you seen him today?
Joe? Ah, haven't seen him.
Thanks, Chuck. Take it easy.
Yeah, you too.
Hello. Good to see you, Evelyn.
Hi, Ted.
Hi, Evelyn. Where's Joe?
You'd better come inside.
Okay. Where's Joe?
He's in the cam. Isn't this Steinway gorgeous? Joe doesn't even play. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, maybe he bought it with you in mind. Hey, Joe! It's me, Ted!
He'll be down shortly. He ate a bit too much at lunch, I think. He loves to eat, that Joe. Have a seat.
Evelyn, what's going on? Your old flame Vic, as well as the love of your life, Betty, both took themselves out for us.
You know, Ted, there is one song in my repertoire that I can sing better than anyone else on this planet. But I only perform it on very special occasions, and only in private. May I play it for you?
Evelyn, I don't think we really...
I was married once upon a time, you know. A great guy named Sam Freeze. Greatest singer I've ever heard. Such tone, such colors. With just a few notes, Sam could cut right through my soul. We were a duo, you see. Nothing could stop us. We toured the world, made ourselves a bundle. That is, until the war made that impossible. Sam, the nice, sappy, patriotic guy he was, he enlisted. And life, being the crooked blackjack dealer it is, well, he never came back. I don't think I'll ever love like that again. Lord knows I've tried, but... nothing seems to work out. Not like with my Sam. Anyhow, Sam taught me this song one rainy day, and I found it has always gotten me through the more challenging times in my life.
Sunday is gloomy. My hours are slumberless.
Evelyn, cut
dearest of shadows, I live without numberless. Little white flowers will never awaken you, not to the black coach of sorrow. Has taken you.
Do you know the tune, Ted?
What just happened? It feels so strange.
The song is called Gloomy Sunday, better known as the Hungarian Suicide Song.
Evelyn, what did you just do?
It's the same tune I played for Vic, for Betty, and just a little while ago for Joe. And now I've played it for you. You're in some pretty rare company.
What?
Like I said, I can sing that song better than anyone. Except maybe good old Sam. Now, is it the singer
or the song? That always seems to be up for debate. But if you're asking me, it's a combination of both that makes it effective.
Evelyn.
By the way, if you go upstairs, you'll find Joe in the bathroom. He opened his own wrists all by his lonesome. As a cop, you'll quickly agree with that assessment. He even left a note, along with the deed to the Cavendish Club in my name. A very generous gesture, don't you agree? I never liked the name, though. Cavendish Club. I may change it. Maybe not. You can go up and see for yourself. Or maybe you're feeling a little too weak to do that right now.
What's happening to me?
It's all right, Ted. Relax. Relax. Let go. Ease up. Your hand feels heavy, but you can still lift it. Reach inside your jacket. Nice. Good. Search for it. Feel around for it. Ah, there it is. How about running your fingers over it? Yes, your pistol, Ted. Yes. Caress it. Just like that. Place your fingers. Yes. Get a firm grip on the handle. Now gently take the gun from its holster, Ted. That's a good boy. Now raise your arm. Raise it higher, higher. Now turn the pistol toward your face. Bring the barrel closer, closer, closer. Now higher. Press the barrel against your brow. Firmly, firmly now, and...
Fact. The Hungarian suicide song, also known as Gloomy Sunday, is indeed a real song, and it has long been blamed for inducing the suicides of many a listener since its creation in 1933 by the Hungarian composer Rizzo Seres. So many suicides were linked to the tune that the BBC banned the song until 2002. Artists ranging from Paul Robeson to Ray Charles to Elvis Costello have all recorded it, but the most famous version is probably by the artist known as Lady Day, Billie Holiday. Incidentally, Rizzo Seres, the author of the song, himself committed suicide in 1968. We dare you now to listen to the rendition of the entire song performed by our magnificent Lady of Song, Susan O'Day, accompanied by Jason Yeager, Gloomy Sunday.
Sunday is gloomy. My hours are slumberless. The mist of shadow. Spent it all, my heart and I. I'm caressing you with the last breath of my soul. I'll be blessing you, gloomy Sunday. Dreaming, I was only dreaming. How can I find you asleep in the deep of my heart, dear? Darling, I hope that my dream never haunts.
And that concludes our program. Evelyn was played by Mary Murphy. Ted was played by James Reeser. Joe was played by Michael Pate. Deborah was played by Casey LaForest. Buddy was played by Bill Heidrich. Vic was played by Eric Davey Gislason. Chuck the Gardener was played by Daniel Graves. And the part of Betty was played by me, Ali Silva.
The Singer, or The Song, was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. The musical performance, Gloomy Sunday, written by Retzo Saris, was sung by Susan O'Day, accompanied by Jason Yeager. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Ali Silva, and Daniel and Rebecca Graves for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Jason Yeager. Our sound effects design and engineering was by Joe Young. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard, and our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. Why not show the world how much you love our show by rocking a Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt, hoodie, phone case, mug, notebook, sticker, or any of the other rocking items adorned with our logo? There are even onesies for the bibbies. Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and scope out all the goods. You can share our love with the world. Take a pic with your swag and tag us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle, @firesidemystery. If you like what we're doing, dear listeners, do please take a moment to give us a rating and review on iTunes. If you can invest a minute to do that, you'll be doing a lot to help us to grow. Clue us into your favorite episodes or characters or anything you'd like to hear more or less of in the future. Your feedback means the world to us. Many thanks to our sponsor, HelloFresh. Remember, amazing listeners, you can get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, and all you have to do is visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code FIRESIDE30. HelloFresh. Get cooking.
Stay tuned for upcoming episodes from our final show of the season, Some People You Might Know, featuring some of our favorite characters from past shows. Be assured you won't want to miss them. This is Ali Silva.
And James Reeser.
Why, yes, you may have this dance.
Just as long as we take care to
mind the shadows.